on Talk Radio 77, WABC.
We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77.
WABC.
While you see a chance, take it. Steve Winwood, our next guest, certainly saw a chance, and man, did he take it in a big, big way with an easy win yesterday over his competitor, Fernando Mateo, on the GOP side of the mayoral race. Just took him to the woodshed, 70-plus percent of the vote. An incredible day for our colleague and co-worker, Curtis Sliwa, who now it's down to two. Whether it's him and Eric Adams, which it will be in all likelihood, or Maya, one of these people get a win, it's going to be Eric. It's down to two, and he's got a real chance now being mayor of this city, and he's the guy we need to restore a semblance of normalcy. He got us back to where we were when guys like Rudy Giuliani and Mayor Bloomberg ran this city, and not this moron we've got right now, Bill de Blasio. So with that said, here he is, fresh off his knockout win yesterday, our version of Rocky the Great, Curtis Sliwa. Good morning, Curtis.
Oh, good morning, Sid, and good morning, Bernie. And
Curtis,
the mission begins, Bernie. The mission begins.
Let's do it.
To restore the police. Let's start with turning what has become zeros. That's because of Bill de Blasio and his city council and AOC, all out crazy. They turn heroes into zeros. It's now time to reverse that. Police are going to be heroes again. And you know what we're starting with first? Qualified immunity. We are reestablishing that for the police. They will be protected like every other civil servant, like the mayor is, like Governor Cuomo is, like judges, like district attorneys. They should not have to go out and get their own personal police liability insurance plan. Oh, no, we're reversing the tide. And Eric Adams fought to remove qualified immunity from the police that he claims he loves. That is a lie, and I'm taking it to him from day one.
Nice. Well, let's get back to yesterday for a second. Not to compare, but I did win the presidency in my high school. I had a brilliant slogan. I used to bring in a thermos in with my Chef Boyardee ravioli, and I said, if you want a president who will be the thermos, vote for the guy with the red and black thermos, and that got me an easy win, and I felt pretty good about myself. But that was just to be president of Solomon Schechter High School. You will now have a chance to be mayor of New York City. Were you surprised, Curtis Sliwa, that you won in that fashion, that handily, over Mateo yesterday?
Wait a second, Sid. I didn't know you were a Booker boy.
Of course.
You were the president of Yeshiva High School?
Well, Solomon Schechter, yes. And one of the early decisions I made, because I was running everything, including the finances, was I took the money that we raised for our yearbook and I bought pot with it for our senior trip down in Fort Lauderdale.
You know, I'm going to basically say that there is no statute of limitation on that. My Department of Investigation will issue subpoenas.
What?
Let's see the spreadsheet. Yes. Old Testament. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
You're funny.
We will get our vengeance on you.
You are funny. No, but seriously, were you surprised that you beat him that badly yesterday?
No. Because remember, Sid and Bertie, and you knew this, because I was out with Tom Sullivan and began a 72-hour tour of Republican areas in the five boroughs on that old-school political float, you know, with the bunting, with the posters. And all along the way, Republicans were coming out. Now, Fernando Mateo was dropping bombs on me. I was listening to WABC, which at one time always stood for Always Broadcasting Curtis, and you turned it into the Fernando Mateo Network for 4 days. I mean, everything and anything that Fernando Mateo and his supporters could say about me was said in commercial form or in his own personal appearances. But I knew it wasn't having an impact at all out there amongst those who were going to go to the polls, because I was out there busting my shoes with them. And today I reach out to Fernando. I say, look, we've known each other for 40 years as Bernie, so so beautifully put it yesterday. We're both from the streets. We both have a better touch with common men, common women, than Eric Adams, Wiley, or any of the Democrats, including Andrew Yang. He's going to go back to New Paltz where he belongs, that fake, phony, fraudulent, fugazi New Yorker. And I'm going to hopefully sit down with him. We're going to unify the Republican Party. And now it's on to victory in November.
Yeah, I like what I hear. Curtis Sliwa, the undisputed champion of the Republican primary here in New York City for mayor. Curtis, listen, put on your radio host, your analyst hat, if you will, with this the Democrat side. It's ranked choice voting. First of all, they don't even start counting the mail-in ballots until like June 29th, I believe is the date. And then you have this ranked choice voting. Maya Wiley has come in second. At this point, I think it's Eric Adams 31%, Maya Wiley 22%. So my question to you is this. A, does Maya Wiley have a chance with this convoluted ranked choice voting? And B, don't you think she'd better be a better candidate for you to go up against because she's a stark contrast to what you stand for? You and Eric Adams stand for a lot of the same things, the qualified immunity notwithstanding. So what do you think? Maya Wiley would be a better candidate, a better opponent for you to go up against, and does she have a chance?
Well, look, she's a clone of AOC, all-out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They want to take even more money out of the police budget. And she wants to take guns away from cops, not from criminals. She wants to take it away from cops.
Right.
Look, I'm prepared to run against anyone who survives the ranked choice system. It's like down in Florida. Sid, you remember down in Boca Raton, the sixth borough of the city of New York, yeah, when alpacas would sit there playing bingo, you know, and they'd fill out their bingo chart before they go for the Bluebird special. Let them knock themselves out, whether it's Garcia, Wiley, whether it is Eric Adams. I'm prepared from day one. And guess where I'm going to celebrate tonight, Sid and Bernie, and bring together my supporters who are out there busting their shoes. Figure the one place in the world where Curtis Sliwa would honor his many supporters who work 24/7, 365.
I'm trying to figure it out. I can't figure it out. What is it?
The subways.
John said,
the subways.
Where are you from?
The subways.
Where am I from? Brooklyn. It's off the L&B Spumoni.
Oh!
and to have Lenny talk to us for like hours on end about the Curtis Sliwa that he knew growing up in Canarsie, Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, those bastards maybe went online a couple years ago, so I stopped going, to be honest, even though the pizza's the best in all of New York. L&B, Spumoni Gardens for Curtis Sliwa later on tonight. You know, Curtis, you talk a lot about crime, and of course that's the major issue in this city. And we spoke about this with Rudy Giuliani yesterday. But schools is another. That is a major problem. And Eric Adams seems to be the only one on the other side that is okay with charter schools. I would say second to crime is the school issue in this city. When you win mayor, what can people count on that you will do with schools?
No, wait a second. Eric Adams, as he commented on critical race theory, guys.
I haven't heard. No.
Oh, of course not. Come on. This is the guy who supported Farrakhan years ago. This is the guy who now wants to basically say to every Jewish constituent out there and pander to them, come on, Sid, you're not going to fall for this.
No, I'm not. No.
I want to do Aliyah in Israel. I want to retire to Israel in the Golan Heights.
Right.
I want to know what each of these Democrats are going to do about critical race theory, because the day I'm sworn into office, I'm going down to the DOE, Department of Education, and I'm eliminating it. This bloated bureaucracy to spend $30 billion, and yet teachers have to reach into their pockets and buy the supplies for the children in their classes. That is un disgraziata. That's a shanda. And there will never, ever, ever be critical race theory and pit our children against one another by race or ethnic group. Am I saying it clear enough, guys?
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard anything from the Democrats about that.
No, that's a great point. That's a hot topic, a big issue, a huge issue, actually, all across the country right now. And I'd like to hear more from you in the future on it as well, Curtis Sliwa. But in the meantime, I want to ask you about this question. You have the crime, the schools, and this is connected to crime, of course. You've talked about compassion for the homeless. Andrew Yang, during the Democrat mayoral debate, actually said the most cogent thing I heard on the homeless. We need to create some new psych beds and start institutionalizing some of these people who need to be institutionalized, who are punching old ladies in the face on the street, knocking them out cold. These are crazy people. What are you going to do about the homeless? I mean, are you going to create psych beds, as Andrew Yang said we should?
You know, Bernie and Sid, you've actually seen me work with the emotionally disturbed persons and the homeless people, many of them who live in Penn Station or the subway stations or the parks or the streets. I have a special affinity for them. When I announced back on March 15th, a lot of people said, oh, my God, they're all here for your press conference. They were hugging me. We were talking to one another. They need their medication. They need to be in mental health facilities, but they need to be treated like normal human beings. They need to be given dignity. And remember, what I'm going to do, number one, first, is find out where the $1.25 billion taken from the taxpayers by Comrade Bill de Blasio and his wife, Charlene, who are in a drug-induced psychosis from smoking too much Maui Wali and Hindu Kush. Where is the money for Thrive? That was supposed to be used for the emotionally disturbed persons. I'm going to want an audit. I'm issuing subpoenas. I know there's going to be indictments. And then get the silver bracelets out, because I've got a lovey-dovey father and mother cell in Punk City protective custody in Rikers Island, where they can be housed before they go to trial. No. Show me the money. It's going to be spent for the people who need it, the emotionally disturbed.
Lock her up.
Beautiful. Curtis, listen, we are so happy for you, so proud of you. We endorsed you in a big, big way, talked about you every day. And believe me when I tell you, we are as excited as anybody in this city about your victory yesterday. So Godspeed. Enjoy Spumoni Gardens later on tonight. Give Lenny my best. And let's get ready for the next win over Eric Adams. How does that sound?
Yeah, why don't you tell Eric Adams or Wiley or Garcia they can meet me in the subway, because, guys, you know I ride the subway each day. I don't talk about it. I don't just say, oh, this is what should be done. I live it. Curtis Sliwa is New York. You cut my veins and arteries, I bleed NYC. Come on. Come on, all of you contenders. I'm ready to take you on.
Plus, you live in the city, unlike Eric Adams, that's who right. lives across the river.
Fort Lee, New Jersey.
In Garden State.
Right, although Bo denies that. Anyway, we love you, Curtis. Congratulations. There he is, folks, fresh off his pounding of Fernando Mateo, we should say. He is your GOP candidate for mayor coming up in November. Our colleague and friend, the great
Curtis
Sliwa. Still to come. Well, Bill O'Reilly's coming up next with his message of the day, but we'll still talk to Joe Borelli out on Staten Island, Congressman Peter King out on Long Island, and I put the invitation out to Eric Adams as well. We'll see for the 100th time if Mr. Adams actually shows up. Bernie and Sid, the Wednesday edition. We'll be right back.